To ride or not to ride? That is the question. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. To ride or not to ride? That is the question. We all think it's wonderful how children like to ride their bikes and they ride their scooters and they ride their skates and their inline skates and they go and play volleyball and they go and play soccer and they run madly up and down a great long field that's at least half a mile long, maybe even more, but it's a great long field, and then from side to side, and then they run around kicking the ball and chasing the ball and chasing each other, and then they run around having a good time, and then evening comes and where do they go? They go dancing, and they go dancing and running around the dance floor. And then it isn't the simple dances when we were children. Oh, nothing so sweet as that, you know, where you held a girl in your arms. Here, they run around each other, and they're chasing each other, and they're going back and forth. I mean, my goodness, this thing is that when you see the salsa dancing, that's a very busy dance. When you've danced the salsa dance, you have done your exercise for the day, I tell you. And many people love to do a lot of salsa dancing. A lot of dancing and a lot of that stuff. And children and adults love soccer. And men, what do? They could take the simple game of chess and play chess on a board, sitting with a beer or coffee or a glass of water or whatever.
Scotchy.
But what do? They play golf. They walk all over a giant golf course, which is perhaps several miles long in the total picture of the golf course. And what else do? There are people who are so idiotic, they want to swim the English Channel. Now, it's only 28 miles, but they want to swim the English Channel. And that current goes in and out and in and out, making it really tough. Oh, they really work for it. Now, why do we want to do things like that to our body? Now, a lot of people get on motorcycles, and they take their motorcycles and go laying it in close to the ground and going around the corner, and sometimes it skids out from under them, but they just have a ball. And when they crash up their motorcycle, what do they want? A new one. They don't want to stop riding a motorcycle because they crashed it. They want a new one. It's fun. And this is what life is all about. Life is all about energy and action. And why do we walk? We walk because it's our nature to walk. People who sit back and just watch TV, a couch potato sort of thing, what happens to them? They get fat and die young. And they do. Yeah, humongous. They get fat and they die young because they are not using their body. Now, we come to two points here. To be or not to be. Ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. To be or not to be. To be used, to be full of energy and use your body, or to be full of peace and relaxation and not use your body. Are all people who are in meditation like the Buddha fat little guys? No. No. Most of them are very skinny. Because most of them don't get that much food. Now, they're very slim, and they live on, and they live to 100 years and 150 years. They just have a great old time. And you know what I would do if I were you? I'd get a hold of that dog, and I would hold on to him. When the Border Patrol are driving by, they sort of get the attention of our dogs. So you have the opportunity to be a relaxed person in meditation and be slim and trim and perfect, or you can be a very active person and be fat and sassy. Your weight has nothing to do with what you do. You can be a slim person and you can be in a very relaxed type of activity, a very relaxed type of work that you don't run around much. Now, you take these kids, and they're running around, and they're burning up energy like by the ton. And yet some of them are heavy, some of them are light, some of them are various other things. What is it that makes us heavy or light? It's our thought. What is it that allows these soccer players to run up and down the soccer field miles and running, chasing the ball with their eyes on the ball and seeing what the other guys are doing and playing as a team and, you know, knowing the game? That's an art, and that's also a very active, busy art. That's as busy as doing mathematics. Really quite demanding. Now, when you do that, what happens? Those people who are soccer players, they play soccer how? In their mind. Oh, their body's running all over the place, but in their mind. They're having a great old time. Have you ever seen a little baby, a couple of years old? He's running up and down in the room. He's going everywhere, and he's reaching for everything and pulling everything off the tables and stuff like that, just having a good time. Does his running around disturb his mental activity? No. He's a very active mind. He's a very active intelligence. And it's not that his body running around does these things or keeps these things up. Other kids, they sit quietly and they have all sorts of thoughts going through their mind of how they're going to handle something. Now, when Tiger Woods, when Tiger Woods is playing golf, how does he play golf? With his mind. There is no possibility that he or any other golfer could know what they're doing. They do not have the capacity in their brain to know what they're doing. You don't have the capacity in your brain, none of us do, to take a golf club and to tip it this way or this way, have the golf club so that it hits the ball in the center, and so that it'll take that ball and drive it several hundred yards. There's no way. And Michaela, she plays tennis. She doesn't have the slightest idea how to hold her tennis racket. She just holds her racket, and she says the ball is going there, and then the tennis racket hits the ball to take it there. Her brain tells her wrist what to do and how to do it, but the thing is, not consciously. She is thinking where she wants to put that ball. She wants to put that ball in the back court. She wants to put it just out of the range of her opponent. She wants to just, you know, mess her opponent up entirely. Or maybe she wants to play with her opponent so they can both bat back and forth and have a little activity together. But it's all in the mind. Tiger Woods has no way of knowing how to hit the ball. He only knows where he wants to put the ball. And because he knows where he wants to put the ball, he could put the ball in the hole every time he strikes the ball. But if he did that, no one would be interested in watching his game. It is too consistent. There's no challenge. You don't think that he's making a mistake. So then he has learned to be an actor. He has learned to make people think that he wants to put it someplace, and he puts it where he wants to put it, because it's part of the game that he's playing. Now, at La Costa, they had a tennis pro champion teacher who was teaching tennis. And as he taught tennis, he took videos of all of the members of the class, and I was there doing a story on it. And as he took videos of himself, he took the tennis racket and put it between his legs. He went around backwards and he clipped it this way. And every time he hit that ball, it went right where he said it was going to go. He announced it ahead of time. I'm going to put that ball here, put it there. And he said, it is not a matter of how your racket is held or how your body stance is. It's a matter of whether you have in your mind where you want it to be. And when you have in your mind where you want it to be, it'll be there. Tiger Woods, our great golfer, he showed us that very readily. Many other great, great golfers. Why is it there are so few champions? Because most people call themselves a D-U-F-F-E-R, a duffer. A duffer is one who doesn't always get the ball where he wants it to go. He flubs the dove. He makes a mistake in hitting the ball. And so he always will. But if he doesn't do that, if he has been trained from the very beginning or intuitively knows it, he will put the ball where he wants to, no matter how he strikes it, with the golf club or the tennis racket or any other instrument. Do you think that these hockey teams are as violent as they are? That's part of the show. That's part of the show.
Puck hockey,
you know, on the ice, yeah. And that's all part of the show. And these people are playing their games as part of the show. You know these sumo wrestlers? What's a sumo wrestler? Humongous. They're big, fat guys, yeah. And what do? They jump up on top of other people. But do they really land on top of other people? No, they kill them. But they got their arms and legs down to keep them from landing on those people. Well, those guys got to be in very good shape to do that. And they are in very good shape. And that's all part of the game. Now, why do you walk? Why do I walk? Why do I enjoy my walks around the property here? We have a nice 3-mile path around the property here. Sylvia says it's not 3 miles, and she says it's something under it, and I don't know what it is under it, but I like to call it 3 miles because I like to say that it's 3 miles. And so I have made it 3 miles. I have the stretched version. She has the shorter version. And so I love to walk. But when I'm walking, I meditate. When I'm walking, I make my affirmations. I like me, I like me, I like me, and so forth. And then I have distractions along the path. Little critters will run across the road. Little gophers as they're digging under it. And I have Rex along with me, and Rex is always wanting to investigate them and see what they're doing. Oh, little distractions. But then I just say to Rex, as he's on the leash, I say, Rex, we're going to have a meditative walk. We're going to walk quietly and peacefully. And then we walk quietly and peacefully. Now, I showed the family this morning the, what's the name of it? The Gateway. The cycle, thank you. The Segway, Segway. It's a little two-wheeled bicycle, motorcycle, and cart. And the police use it in shopping centers to buzz around here and there. It has an auto gyro in it, which maintains its upright position no matter where it's going, up a hill or down a hill, up steps or anything else. And it goes 12 to 15 miles an hour, and it will go quite a few hours on a charge of electricity. Quite an amazing little gadget. But what's the fun of that? What's the fun of that? The fun of that is not because you can't walk. You got to be able to walk. You got to be able to stand sturdy. You got to be able to be firm. It's just the fun. It's like having a soccer ball and you kick the soccer ball all the way to the store and all the way back again, you know? And people say, oh my gosh, the ball might go in the street. Not if you're good. Not if you're good. You kick it and you bring it from side to side. You know what you're doing. It's a game. And this is what all of life is. Whether you have a Segway, that little electric golf cart type thing with two wheels that you cruise around, or whether you have a smart car, and the smart car is just a little car that somebody took a butcher knife and chopped it right in half and put the back wheels up under the middle of the seat. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful. They are such convenient little cars. You can park them anywhere. You can drive them anywhere. And according to a recent report put out by the car manufacturer, it has won a number of awards for safety as one of the safest cars on the road.
Wow.
Because it has built in roll bars and other things that you don't normally have built in. Because if you tip it over, then it just rolls, you know, no big deal. Yeah. And so there's just lots of fun. But the thing is, to drive or not to drive, to walk or not to walk, to do these things or not to do them, why do you do it? Because it's fun. It's fun. It's a joy. And why do we do anything in life? Because it's fun. And if we ever do something because we should do it, or have to do it, or are supposed to do it, or our doctor tells us to do it, well, roll it up and put it away. Forget it. Dig a hole and jump in, and we'll push the dirt in over you. Because you've given up on life. Because don't give up on life. There's too many exciting adventures to take place, which is bowling, which is soccer, which is tennis, which is golf, which is sailing, which is swimming, which is every other sport that you could possibly know. And the sport of walking. And the sport of watching television. Sitting at home in the evening, having a conversation with your family. Now these are very wonderful things too. But to walk or not to walk, it's not a matter of that. You do everything. How many sports are you involved in?
Quantos sports? Five.
Ten. Lots, right? Do you play tennis? Do you play golf?
Poco.
Do you play, do you swim? Do you play soccer? You play
hockey?
Do you play, yeah, come on.
Ski?
Oh, you ski. You long lauf as well as downhill, as well as jump? Not too much jump. Now, what else do you like to do? You ride a bike? Yeah. Do you have a motorbike?
No, not yet.
Not yet. But you ride a bike? And you ride a motorbike?
No.
And do you drive a car? Here? Yeah. On the campus? Do you drive a golf cart?
Yes.
And, see, now, you're just beginning. Now, when do you find time to do all that stuff? You know? We find time to do all that stuff because it's fun. Because it's fun. And that's what life should be, and life is. So just enjoy yourself and have fun. To be or not to be, to walk or not to walk, why not? I enjoy the concept of our quadriplegic people. Quadriplegic is four limitations, no arms and no legs. And these people are artists. These people can drive themselves around. These people have all sorts of wonderful gadgets that allow them to do that. Now, they don't give up. They want to be active in life. They could just be a body with a head on it, you know, but that's not enough for them. They want to be active in life. So I suggest that each one of us have the right attitude about any job we have, any game we play, anything that we do, and then it's a lot of fun. So, enjoy yourself. I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. I love you.